Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we call upon your holy name today. We thank you this evening, Father God, that you are with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are the great and mighty I am. You are the one we could call on your name morning, noon, and night. And we thank you, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are the one true and living God. And there's no other God that can compare to you, O God. Oh, Father God, you are gracious and merciful, but you are a God of vengeance as well. You take vengeance on those who are your enemies, and you hate evil and wickedness every day. Father, we rebuke and cast out all spirits that would attempt to oppress us in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. In Jesus' name, we strip all power from the spirits that would oppress us. In Jesus' name, we rebuke and cast out all spirits of poverty that would oppress us. We rebuke all spirits of madness and confusion that would attempt to oppress our mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, undertake for us against all our oppression. Lord, you are our refuge from the oppressor. Deliver us from the wicked that would oppress us, from our deadly enemies, and from those that surround us. Deliver us from oppressors that seek after our soul. Break in pieces the oppressor. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of affliction, sorrow, and anything attempting to bring us low in the name of Jesus. Leave us not to our oppressors, O God. Let not the proud oppress us, Father. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from the oppression of men. We rule over our oppressors. Let the oppressors be consumed out of our land in Jesus' name. We rebuke the voice of the oppressor in the name of Jesus. We are established in righteousness, and we are far from oppression. Punish those who attempt to oppress us. The enemy will not take our inheritance through oppression. Execute judgment against our oppressors in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps today in your word and in your way. We thank you that your word, you honor your word above your name. And Father God, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that you are with us. There is more with us than against us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are our divine Father. You are the one who intervenes for our lives. In the name of Jesus, you are the one who loves our soul. So, Father, today we thank you for being with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We lift your name on high. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So we thank you, Father, that this is the hour of salvation. And we thank you for healing people in the United States of America, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Yokorabaka, Africa, Mokorabaka, Australia, in every continent in this world. Mokorabaka, you wish that none be lost, O God. And we thank you today that none will be lost because, Father God, it is your desire that all be saved and come to your saving grace, O God. Oh, Father, we just thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Well, good evening, and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. This is a beautiful day in Jacksonville, Florida. We are rejoicing because God has given us this day. He granted us favor with this day, and he loads us up with his benefits even this day. And so we thank our Father. We are grateful to the Most High God, our God, for his grace and his mercy and his favor. And I'm going to read to you a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. call prayers that bring change. And the prayer is about spiritual slackness. You know, prayers that break prayerlessness and spiritual flatness. You know, sometimes we go through our day and you know, towards the end of the day, you say, oh, my God, I forgot to bend the knee. You know, the phone started ringing, the TV was on, and people knocking on the door, and we forgot to call on your name. We didn't rise up early, you know, this morning, because, you know, we could seek him when it's early. He said, those that seek me early, we're going to find him. So the days that we forget, you know, we say, oh, my God, forgive us, Lord, when we forget. So this prayer is a prayer to break prayerlessness and spiritual flatness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder our prayer life. We bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. Leviathan is bound from our neck, and behemoth has no place in our loins. Pride and deception are our enemies and not our friends. We break every dark covenant that has been set against the call of God for our lives. We are liberated from every unholy thing that will creep into the corridor of our spiritual lives. We renounce all soul ties that would distract our mind from our prayer assignment. We bind all financial, emotional, physical, associational, and professional distractions against our private time with God and our prayer assignment on the prayer wall. We renounce any witchcraft or forms of manipulation that will infiltrate our spiritual life. The spirit of infirmity is bound. The spirit of slumber is bound. The spirit of slothfulness is bound. The spirit of hopelessness is bound. And greed and selfishness are bound forever off of us. We are quickened by the Spirit of the Most High God to fast, watch, and pray, worship, and to study the Word, and do warfare in the name of Jesus. The spiritual discipline of the Lord is our portion. The lines of the Spirit have fallen upon us to stand in the gap. We get in place and position ourselves on the wall. We curse the spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah, and we say we have come down. We say we will not come down off the wall. We are doing a great work for the Lord. Lord, show us people, places, and things that have been strategically put in our path to blind our eyes, close our ears, and shut our mouths in the spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over our eyes, ears, and mouth. They will be used by God in this hour. We renounce outright and subliminal idolatry that might be affecting us. We are not our own, and we do not lean to our own understanding. Our spiritual life is prosperous, and no good thing will be held back from us. We cast the spirit that comes against our prayer life out of our houses. All heaviness and depression go from us and our families. We put on the whole armor of God, and every fiery dart of the enemy is broken off of our mind and cast out of our heart. Our loins are girded about with truth, and every lie against our intercession, our relationship with God, is defeated. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We carry the anointing of the intercession in our belly. In one hand is the sword of the Spirit, and the other hand is the shield of faith. The word of God is nigh to us, and we decree and declare the oracles of God before men and behind closed doors. The word of God will go from the Logos to the Rhema as we speak it forth in prayer. The things that we speak in prayer will take feet and do what the Lord has commanded through our mouth. Lord, we thank you for helping us to pray prayers that bring results and avail much. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. We will not keep creation on hold. We will We were created to have a personal relationship with you, Father God, to stand in the gap, to be on the wall, to make up the hedge. We realize that our prayers can change our families, our cities, and our nation. We realize that souls may be lost if we are not obedient in prayer. We will not miss the call of God on our lives, and we repent for yielding to our flesh to be lazy in prayer. From this moment forward, we yield and submit our prayer life to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for that prayer by Apostle Kimberly Daniels of Spoken Word Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, today we have a family with us. They are called the Prussian family. Now, they sometimes, you know, come, you know, to visit each one of us, but we really didn't want them to come on Voice to Men today as our guests. But they insisted on coming on live. We asked them to leave the show, but they kept on pushing their way until we just said, okay, to them, today you can come on our show, only today. And we agreed. But they must say what they have to say quickly, and they have to leave the show quickly. So let me introduce the Prussian family to you. The first Prussian family member I want to introduce you to you is Mr. Oppression. Mr. Oppression. Now, Mr. Oppression, you know, Oppression could be a male or a female, but today Mr. Oppression is here. He goes unnoticed much of the time. People do not readily tell you he is visiting them. He is an unwanted guest who comes to visit unannounced. You even wonder how he got in your house. You don't have to call Mr. Oppression or make an appointment with him. He just shows up. Usually, when you give in, Mr. Oppression shows up. He's very, very forceful, very forceful. And, you know, he may come when life gets difficult. You know, sometimes when you lose a loved one close to you, he may try to attach himself to you, but you got to shake him off. You know, when your job gets demanding, you got to do overtime. The pressures are on you to do long hours or overtime. Even on the weekend, you are called forth to work. So Mr. Oppression just kind of jump on your back. Even after work, after you work long hours, you're not even finished yet. You still have to take care of your family obligation. So, you know, you feel overwhelmed with everything on your shoulders. Perhaps Mr. Oppression came to visit you as a teenager. And when you were so, you know, when so much was required of you at home, you had brothers and sisters to look after, and your parents worked, maybe they worked long hours. Maybe your teachers were requiring so much of work of you, as well as extra projects. As you grew into manhood, Mr. Oppression came more often to visit you. Now, Mr. Oppression, what is important about today? I'm asking you this question, Mr. Oppression. Why did you come to visit us today on Voice to Men? Well, I felt like no one on Boys to Men or Girls to Ladies would listen to me, so I had to come on live and insist that they take me as a part of their everyday life. I have good things in store for them. I want to be their friend and take them places. I know I have a reputation for being hard on people and stealing their joy. I have even been told that I am cruel, and I exercise my authority and my power over them. But I've seen the error of my ways, and I've changed. I've changed. I plan to be kind and help people. I will not make them feel hopeless anymore. I will not make them feel useless or drained. I will not put undue stress or heavy burdens on them anymore. I will not manipulate them anymore. I will allow them to have freedom. Mr. Oppression, you are an unwanted foe on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. We command you to leave in the mighty name of Jesus and do not ever return. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, and we demand you to leave. We refuse to accept demonic oppression. We send you back to the pits of hell. All second heaven activity is broken off of us now in the name of Jesus. You are an unwanted foe, and we break the power. We break your power over God's people now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we know, you know the word, and you're trembling. But today, we use the power of God's word against you. And 1 Peter 5:5 says, we are clothed, we have to clothe ourselves with humility. And today we clothe ourselves with humility, for God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. We are humble. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time, because and we are casting our every care upon him because he cares for us. We are sober, we are alert, and you are our adversary, the devil, and you are going around like a lion trying to devour us. We resist you now, and we say go. We are affirming our faith, and now the God of grace who called us to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support us after we have suffered a little. To God be the dominion forever. And in Ephesians 6:11, we put on the whole armor of God on us today. We put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the belt of truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in one hand and the shield of faith in the other. We decree and declare Luke 4:7, Satan, you said to Jesus, if Jesus would worship you, that all things would be his. Well, he owned the whole earth and the fullness thereof, and he owns us, and we're in the world. And Jesus answered you and said, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, we will worship the Lord God and serve him only. Luke wrote the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to set the oppressed free. We decree and declare that the oppressed are free. We resist you. Flee from us now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank God that Mr. Oppression is gone. Now, on the other hand, unlike Mr. Oppression, you know, when Mrs. Depression comes, she's in the family of depression. So Mrs. Depression comes to your house. She's loud as she could be. Hey, how you doing? She come in. What's wrong with you? Very, very boisterous. She takes over your house. When Mrs. Depression is visiting you, she drains your inner energy. When she comes to visit, you feel lifeless. She makes you feel like life is not worth living. She makes sure you procrastinate things that you know should be done immediately. Mrs. Depression convinces you that you can do it later. Oh, you don't have to do that now, she says. You can do that later. Pop your feet up and look at days of our lives, and as the world turns, you can have fun. You know you deserve to have fun. You've been working hard. And even if your boss says this, you know, has to be done immediately, and the second memo says expedite this job, well, when Miss Depression comes and she rides your back, she makes you feel like you got on two book sacks on your back. You know, you feel so tired and drained, you turn over a few times. Early in the morning, you hit the snooze button,
And she said, oh, you're going to go back to sleep. You got a few more minutes. And before you know it, it's time to get up. You jump up, and she says, what you rushing for? You go to get on your knees. She said, oh, you could do that in the shower. You could pray in the shower. And then she said, okay, now, you know, wait, now you got to hurry up and get dressed. Just grab your breakfast and go get in the car. You can pray in the car. She make you feel like you are, you know, like your body aches everywhere, especially your knees. So she whispers in your ear, you can pray later. You know, after you get on the road, in the car, or on the bus, you can pray. But while you're, you know, while you're getting ready to eat your food, eat. Swallow your food so you don't get choked. That's what she says to you. And then, you know, before you know it, you've gotten to work, and you haven't prayed. And she tells you, God's angry with you now. Yeah, he angry because you ain't obeying. You know you're supposed to get on your knees. You can't do everything I tell you to do. You know, you got to do what God tell you to do. And then she says, you know, you didn't do right. And then she rattled off a list from A to Z to tell you about how unrighteous you are. And you know, then she says, you know that thought you were thinking today? You better cast them thoughts down. She said, ooh, you call yourself a child of the king, and you were thinking those thoughts, those unholy righteous thoughts? What kind of Christian are you? You know you don't even have enough evidence to prove that you're a Christian, because you know them thoughts you had, them unholy thoughts. You know you even thought about murdering one of your friends. You know you did it already with your mouth, so you may have done it. You may as well have done it in the natural. And then she says, oh, my God, you know God is just watching you, and God knows your thoughts, and look at your thoughts. Look at your thought life. God is angry with you. God is really angry with you. Now you can't even pray no more because he ain't going to hear your prayers. If you try to pray, God ain't going to hear your prayers. No, he ain't. He only hears the prayers of righteous people. See, you lost your righteousness this morning when you didn't get on your knees. You know you lost your righteousness when you got in the car and your mouth was full of food. Yeah, you were feeding that faith. But you know what? God ain't pleased with you. No, he ain't pleased with you no more. He doesn't even allow you to talk much. Yeah, you know, you act like your mouth is full of mush. So you better start talking to your God. You know you got to have a conversation with him. But you ain't had one in such a while, so you may as well just shut your mouth, sit down, and don't do nothing, because God ain't pleased with you. She might even tell you who in your family doesn't even like you and why. She may try to tell you things like, oh, you know Sally, you know your first cousin. She's been talking about you. She said you acting kind of strange, you know. Oh, and your cousin Ernest, she say, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? Oh, they used to call us and pray, and now they don't even call us and pray. You know, I wonder if they over there, you know, taking a little sip, because they talk kind of funny. And then, you know, Miss Depression, she convinces you that the people in your church, or especially them sisters, she said, you know Sister Sue, you know, she don't like you. She just be hugging you and frowning behind your back. You know Brother So-and-so, he shook your hand, but, you know, it wasn't even a real handshake. He just kind of barely touched you and went on. Look how they've been avoiding you at church. They ain't even calling you no more like they used to. What's wrong? You better call them and ask them, what's wrong? What's wrong with them? So Miss Depression tells you, now, you know you sick often. You got a headache. What's wrong with your stomach? It's aching again? You better take some antidepressants. Yeah, you know you need some antidepressants. Then when you take the antidepressants, now, what's wrong now? You get nervous? That just means you need your antidepressants. Go take your antidepressants so you can feel better. So the story goes on and on. Oh, poor me. I feel so drained. I think I'll stay in bed all day. I will eat and sleep. I am ready. I'm already overweight, but I stay hungry. What else can I do? I do not like to exercise. Well, as you can see, Mrs. Depression is full of excuses that keep her stuck in a depressed condition. Our next Prussian family member, can you guess who that is? Oh, you know it's a little boy. So let's listen to this young man speak so the family, the Prussian family, can get off of our station and never, never come back again. This is Little Suppression. I'm introducing you to Little Suppression. Say what you have to say, Little Suppression, and leave here quickly. We insist that you be brief and to the point. Well, Little Suppression, I attend school, you know, and in my generation, we wasn't taught to pray. We weren't even taught to study the Bible. So I'm going to try to bring prayer and Bible study back in and Bible reading back into the school. That's my promise to the young people like me. I used to keep my friends from getting on their knees in the morning and at night. I used to call my friends and I say, you know, let's discuss our school reports before breakfast this morning. So I knew if we got on there early in the morning, they ain't have time to pray. They wouldn't even think about prayer. They would think about that report we had to do. I used to tell them not to read Bible stories about Joseph and Samuel, and especially about Jesus. He wants us to be a part of his kingdom. Well, I don't want to be a part of his kingdom. I'm only a child. Maybe when I'm old, I might be a part of his kingdom. I might be a part of the kingdom of God. But I do think my friends should be allowed to be a part of the kingdom of God. But that's for old people. Whoops! I just thought about all the young people I told to kill themselves. Oh, they committed suicide. What if I don't live to be old? I even told some young children to take pills, all the pills they could find around the house, the pills that, you know, their parents keep in little bottles. And I told them, I said, now swallow them. And then you're going to be smart like your mama. You'll be smart like your daddy, smart like your teacher. I didn't tell them the pills was going to kill them. But they found out when they took them, they ain't wake up no more. They ain't even wake up. I told them to take heroin. Now, when I say you take heroin, you're going to become a hero, like many of the singers and the sport figures on TV. I told them to take cocaine. You will make them cut. You know, them cuter, like the movie stars, and it would make them beautiful. They would not have pimples. Their skin would be smooth. I told them, you know, if you take a little bit of marijuana, it will help you to be smart, and you can make straight A's. Then your parents would be proud of you. And then when your parents are proud of you, they're going to reward you. I didn't tell them that pot, herb, weed, grass, widow, and ganja are all illegal, and they could be arrested for taking these drugs. I didn't tell them that they would crave these drugs, and they can't seemingly do without them once they start taking them. I didn't tell them that they could get deathly ill from taking any type of drugs. I didn't tell them all of that. Heroin causes lots of health issues like infections in the heart. It could cause severe stomach complications, headaches, seizures, chest pain, strokes, collapsed veins, liver disease, nightmares. And the one secret I kept from my friends, I kept this secret from them. If they try to get off these drugs, they would get withdrawal symptoms like this. They would have drug, you know, cravings. They will want more, and they'll want more, and they'll want more. They'll have restless symptoms. They can't be still. They'll be real, real nervous. They'll have muscle and bone pain. They won't be able to sleep at night. They be restless. They'll have insomnia. They'll have diarrhea and vomiting, hot, cold flashes and goosebumps, kicking movements, and other symptoms. I ain't tell them all of that now. Oh, thank you, Sister G, for letting me talk to the children and their families on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Thank you for letting me talk today, Sister G. Mr. Oppression, Miss Oppression, and Little Suppression, we say do not return to Boys to Men ever again. We call you null and void and inoperable in our lives, and we bind you and your tactics in Jesus' name. Every confederacy and every conspiracy sent against us is of no effect. Today, we read God's word over and we decree and declare that oppression, suppression, and depression is broken off of us and will never return. So right now, I'm going to read to you Psalms 13 and 1. Psalms 13 and verse 1. And it says, hold on a second, I'm turning to it. It says, Lord, how long will you continually forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I store up anxious concerns within me? Agony in my mind every day. How long will the enemy dominate me? Consider me and answer me, Lord my God. Restore brightness in my eyes. Otherwise, I will sleep in death. My enemies will say that they've triumphed over me, and my foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in you, your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your deliverance. I will sing to you, O Lord, because you have treated me generously. Yeah, so now I'm going to read to you Psalm 40. All of these are scriptures that will break depression off of us. Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry for help. He brought me up out of a desolate pit, out of the muddy clay, and he set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many shall see it and shall fear. Many shall see it and shall fear. And I will put my trust in you, O Lord. How happy is the man who put his trust in the Lord and has not turned to the proud or to those who run after lies. Lord, my God, you have done many things, your wonderful works and your plans for us. None can compare with you. If we were to report and speak of them, they are more than we can tell. You do not delight in sacrifice and offering. You open your ears to listen. You do not ask for a whole burnt offering or a sin offering. Then I said, see, I have come. It is written about me in the volume of the scroll. I delight to do your will, my God. Your instructions reside within me. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. See, I do not keep my mouth closed. I do not keep my mouth closed. And you know, Lord, I did not hide your righteousness. I'm sorry, I did not hide your righteousness in my heart. I spoke about your faithfulness and salvation. I did not conceal your constant love and truth from the great assembly. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us. Your constant love and truth will always guard us. For troubles without number have surrounded us. Our sins have overwhelmed us. We are unable to see. They are more than the hairs on our head, and our courage leaves us. Lord, be pleased to deliver us. Hurry to help us, O Lord. Let those who seek to take our lives be disgraced and confounded. Let them be driven back, those who wish us harm.
Let them be driven back and humiliated. Let those who say to us, aha, aha, be horrified because of their shame. Let those who seek you rejoice and be glad. Let those who love your salvation continually say, Lord, if the Lord is great, we are afflicted and needy. The Lord thinks of us. You are our help and our deliverer. My God, do not delay. Come quickly, O God. So I thank God for the word in Psalms that he gave us to read. Now, I'm going to read Psalm 42. Why am I so depressed? Why this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I shall still praise him, my Savior and my God. I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you in the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon and Mount Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep, even at the noise of the waterspout. The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with us in the night, a prayer to the God of our lives. I will say to our rock, God, our rock, why have you forgotten us? Why must we go to sorrow? Because the enemy's oppression. Our adversaries taunt us and is crushing our bones. While all day long they say, where is your God? Why are you so depressed? Why is there turmoil within you? Put your hope in God, for I shall still praise him, my Savior and my God. So, you know, God's word is great. Psalm 43 says, vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me and from the deceitful and unfair man. For you are my refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go in sorrow? Because of the enemy's oppression. Send your light and your truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain to dwell in the place with you. Then I will come to your altar, O Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank God. I will praise you with the lyre, my God, my God. So, Lord, your word says, why am I so depressed? Why this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God. You should yet praise him, who is your Savior and your God. So, you know, God's word is true. His word is true. He says in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles, the mountains topple to the depths of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with turmoil. There is a river. The streams delight the city of God and the holy dwelling place of the Most High God. God is within her. She shall not be toppled. God will help her when the morning dawns. Nations rage, kingdoms topple. The earth melts when he lifts his voice. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come and see the works of the Lord, who bring devastation to the earth. He makes wars to cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and cuts spears in pieces. He burns up the chariot. Stop your fighting. And I know, stop your fighting and know that I am God, exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And you know what he says in Psalms 91? He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, my God, and you will we trust. Surely you will deliver us from the oppression, from the oppressor, from the depressor, and from the suppression. You shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and our buckler. So we're trusting in God as never before. And as I say to each of you, hope in God. Hope in God. Why do we need to hope in God? Because he is the one who created us. Where else are we going to find hope but in our Creator? Romans 4:18 says, who against hope, believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. You know, in Romans 8:28, he says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what man seeth, why do yet hope? What did he yet hope for? Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, but we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So we got a hope in God. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of them is charity, love. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. 1 John 3:3, and every man that has hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. So I thank God for his word. Let's all shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when you shout before the Lord, all that junk break off of you, all the suppression and the oppression, you just say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And, you know, when it looks like you're kind of down, just say that, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's giving God the highest praise. So whatever you're going through, I say to each of you today, Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not refuse to lean to your own understanding. You know, God is a great God. You know, Job had tried to lean on his own understanding and what he was going through. Oh, my God, he would have been in trouble. But Job was a smart man. He didn't lean to his own understanding. When the devil, you know, came, and he was going back and forth, and the Lord said, where are you going, Satan? He said, I'm going back and forth. And God said, have you considered my servant? So put your name in there. Instead of Job, put your name. Has God considered you? He said, you're perfect in all your ways. So, you know, you can be tried and tested also. Now, you know, in all our ways, Job acknowledged God in all his ways, and God directed his path. And, you know, the Lord says that we got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And we can't rely on the way we think, the way we think about things. Because the way we think, his thoughts are higher than ours. We got to have the mind of Christ in this day and time. If not, we're going to be in trouble. Because you try to think, you know, you met some people before and you said, you didn't really know them, but you made judgments against them. And then after you got to know him, you said, oh, my God, I thought you were this way and that way and the other way. But guess what? You were leaning to your own understanding. So we can't lean to our own understanding. We got to lean to God. You know, because God knows the intents of everybody's heart. He knows the thoughts and everything. But he has a plan for his people. So don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. This will be healing to your body and strength to your bones. Well, I'm sorry for that noise. I don't know what's causing that noise today. I don't even know if you hear it. I hope you don't hear the noise that I've been hearing on here. But we would beat the devil from trying to bring that noise on boys to men, girls to Satan. We say, we rebuke you, Satan. Get off of our phone line. Salvation is needed more than ever in our nation and in our world today. So we just say, you know, that, you know, it's time to bend the knee and confess that Jesus is Lord. You know, the Lord said he winked at ignorance at one time. You know, our world is full of oppression, suppression, depression from the enemy whose time is running out. So resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you are not saved, you know, we offer you salvation today. You know, the Lord says that if you confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 10:9-10, you will be saved. And guess what? Backsliding ain't even an option in 2013. Don't you know you need to be covered with the blood of Jesus? And if you are out here in a backsliding condition, you better run into the presence of the Lord. You better run to the presence of the Lord. You know, David said, I thirst for God. I ran after him like a deer when it's thirsty. So, you know, when you, in this day and time, you can't afford to be straddling the fence. You can't afford to be prayerless. You can't afford not to be covered with the blood. You need a covering today. So I offer you salvation, and I say, don't you dare go backwards. Move forward in God. You know, as much violence as there is in the world, so much evil, murder rate of our children is up, murder rate of families are up. You know, the devil coming now through the garage door and killing children, coming in cars and trucks and coming through houses and killing our children and killing our babies and killing the old people, killing the young people, killing the fathers and the mothers. You got to be ready. So when God calls on you, you got to be ready. You can't say, oh, Lord, give me more time. You know, like the suppression, you know, he thought he had more time. He said, I'm too young to be saved. Oh, let me tell you something. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, they are leaving this world. And you say, oh, my God, I just talked to them yesterday. They were in good health. That was yesterday. But, no man knows the day, the hour, nor the time when God is going to come for us. So we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. So, you know, I'm going to pray today for those who need prayer, whether you are oppressed, suppressed, depressed, backslidden, whether you are holding on to his unchanging hand. The lines are open for prayer. You can press 1, make a prayer request. And, you know, God is able. He's able. Don't you get discouraged. Don't you get oppressed, suppressed when you look at the news, when you see what's going on. Father God is still in control. Don't you feel that? Don't you think that just because you see all this junk on the TV and you hear about so-and-so died and all, No. Don't you let that discourage you. Don't you let it oppress, suppress, or depress you, because God is still our refuge. He's still our light in a dark place. He's still the Father who owns the earth and everything in it. So be encouraged. It's prayer time. Press 1 if you need prayer. All right. We got somebody right here in Jacksonville, Florida, who wants to make a prayer request. Hello, my daughter. How are you today, Laurel? Hello? 887.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Laurel, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing great. We're glad you're on today.
Yeah, I almost forgot about your show. I'm sorry, I got busy.
We're just glad you're on, girl. You got a prayer request? Or you want to make a request?
Yes, ma'am. I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Just that God would increase my faith and give me direction on which way He wants me to go.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you so much for your prayer request. Hold on, Brother David, I'm coming. I'm writing down her prayer request. Increase your faith and give you direction. All righty. Okay, so Brother David, hold on. I'm coming. And some other people, press one here. Hold on. All right, Brother David, how you doing? What's your prayer request?
I'm blessed and grateful. My prayer request is I just made a Facebook group for Bible Storyland with Sister G on my page. And right now you're an administrator and Fatina's an administrator and I'm an administrator. I pray that we fill the group up on Facebook and we get some people in there.
All right.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Thank God for you, Brother David. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. I did see Ms. Liddell. Okay, Ms. Liddell, she pressed one. Hold on. Hey, Ms. Liddell, you pressed
one. Hello. Yes,
I do. How
you
doing?
I'm doing. I just want to say I like prayer request for those that don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that there are some way, you know, try to find him in their lives. And I pray for the sick everywhere, the bereaved families, whoever they may be and wherever they may be. I just like to have a prayer for them, please.
Amen. How are you doing today, Miss Liddell?
I'm doing still, you know that. So, but thank God for what it is.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you and all the years that he has given you, those 92, 91 years, huh?
You're right.
Amen, amen.
91. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. All right, look like everybody prayed up. Thank the Lord. Ain't nobody on here prayerless. Yep. So we're thanking the Father today for the two prayer requests. I thank the Lord. I thank the Father. All right. Well, Father, we approach your throne as humble as we know how. And, Father, because we're human, we sin. And we ask forgiveness, oh God. And, Father, we just thank you that you are great, and we just praise your holy name. You are righteous King. You are mighty God. You are the great and mighty I am. It's nobody like you. Mm-hmm. Nobody can compare to how awesome you are, how wonderful you are. What a privilege it is to be your children, oh God. We just thank you that you privileged us. You gave us favor. In the name of Jesus, and you give us favor daily. And I thank you, Father God, that we are your called out, your very elect children, and we have the privilege of calling on your name. And you said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we thank you for effectual fervent prayers for us today, O God, on boys to men, girls to ladies. And we just thank you for your daughter, Laurel, that precious young woman of God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, increase her faith in you. Yes. You know, Father God, sometimes we wait and we wait and we wait. And all along, you're increasing faith. You're giving us strength for the journey.
Yeah.
So give her strength and increase her faith in you, Father God. And I just thank you for what you're doing in Laurel and for Laurel. And, Father God, you know, all of us need direction.
Yes.
We don't know the way. But we one thing we know is that you are the way. You are the truth, and you are the light, and you will guide our path. So, Father God, show her the way that you want her to go, and teach Laurel how to be sensitive to your spirit, Father God, so that she will know that she knows without a shadow of a doubt, she will hear your voice clearer than ever before. She will come closer to you. She will spend much time in the secret place. And, Father God, I thank you that when she spends that time in the secret place, you're going to download direction in her, the path you want her on. She'll hear your voice clearer in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you for your servant David, Brother David, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in this young man, oh God. I thank you for teaching him your ways, because your ways are higher, your thoughts are higher, and you are drawing him closer to you, Father God. And so, Father God, I thank you for the Facebook page that he put on concerning the radio show, et cetera. And I thank you for it filling up in Jesus' name. So we bless and honor you, and we thank you for what you're doing through Brother David, through Sister Laurel. And, Father, I thank you for your youthful daughter, Miss Ludell. You have given her 91 young years in the name of Jesus. Father, she's still on the battlefield. She's still on the battlefield for you, oh God. And, Father God, she's not concerned about herself. She's concerned about those that are lost, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And so, Father God, we are requesting, Father God, for lost souls to be found today. But they can't come, Father, unless you call them. Call the lost souls out of darkness today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to call them, Mokorabaka, Sheke, Orabaka, on your path, on the righteous path, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, O God, Yekorabaka, Sheke, Oramaka, that, Father God, your word says, Yokorabakashe, at one time, you winked at ignorance, but this day and time, 2013, you're calling everybody everywhere to repent in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we repent because some of us have been slowful, and the laborers, Yokorabaka, are few, but the harvest is plentiful. So let us get off of our comfortable places and go into Yokorabaka, the marketplace, and grab the harvest, oh God. And speak words, Mokorabaka Sheke, all to the lost in Jesus' name. Put the words in our mouth, oh God. You said, he that saves the soul is wise. So, Father God, help us to be wise people, knowing how to speak to the lost in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, when your son spoke to the lost here on the earth, when Jesus walked the earth and he spoke to the lost, oh, God, they were saved. Yokoraba, they turned around from their wicked ways, and they were saved. So we ask you, Lord, to save those that are lost today, oh, God. Oh, Father God, seek them out in families, oh, God. Seek them out. Even the children, save them, oh, God. And Father God, we lift up those that are going through stuff, different things in their bodies. We know you to be Jehovah Rapha, the great and mighty physician. And, Father God, we know that there are cures to diseases that are unknown to man. And we ask you to cure our babies, oh, God. Yokorabakashe, those that are born with HIV, those that are born with cerebral damage, those that are born with cerebral palsy, those that are born with epilepsy, those that are born without body organs, those that are born, Father God, with all kinds of diseases in their bodies, oh God, we ask you to heal them miraculously, supernaturally. Heal those children, oh God, those babies that have never been outside. They've never been on a swing, never been on a seesaw, oh God. And so, Father God, we repent. You said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. So, Father God, heal our children. They're in our land. Heal us of all the bloodshed that's been done in our land. Forgive us, oh God, when we sit by and we let murder continue in our land. We don't speak up because Jesus walked the earth and he spoke up. He turned tables over when he saw the wrongdoing in the temple, oh God. He didn't put up with it. So help us, oh God, not to put up with, in the name of Jesus. When we see wrongdoing, let us speak up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even, Lord God, we didn't speak up when our children's Bibles and prayer was taken out away from them in the schools, oh God. And even in some homes, oh God, this is the word is not going forth. But we ask you to save the children, oh God. Save their families, Father God. And, Father God, you know, many people have died recently. In every city, you hear somebody say, did you hear about so-and-so that passed away? Did you hear about so-and-so that died?
you know, so-and-so died. And so, Father God, people are dying. But we ask you to be with their families today. And those family members that are not saved, those lost souls, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to save family members in the name of Jesus. Even at the homegoing, at the funeral, save these family members, oh God. Let them realize that they have less time than ahead of them than they have behind them in Jesus' name. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak salvation, salvation in our land in America, and we honor your presence today as never before. We're thanking you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Well, we have time for one or two testimonies today on before we close out. Any testimonies? Press one. A couple of people are already on live. Brother David, you're on. Laurel, you're already on. And Miss Liddell, you are on. So if you have a testimony, you can say a short testimony, something you want to share.
Well, this is Lutell. I first want to honor God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to thank him for my journey. I thank him for being with me. I thank him for holding me and keeping me in his care for 91 years. Realize that I understand that God is still able, and I recommend God to somebody else that don't really know him, that he is a good God, he's an awesome God. So just put your trust in him, Lee, and depend on him because he's already there.
Amen. Woo, that was an awesome testimony. Amen, amen. Anybody else? We got time for one more, maybe two.
Well,
hello.
Hi, you want me to give a testimony, Sister G?
Okay, we're ready, Brother David.
Okay, yeah. Hey, my testimony is just trusting God, because I had a pretty interesting week where a lot of people were coming against me, and I stood firm in God and denied my flesh of wanting to be a man and being this and that, and said, no, I'm just a child of God. And I shared my testimony with another driver from South Carolina this morning, and he broke out in tears because he had been going through the same stuff he's been going through something worse. When I gave him my testimony, he says the same stuff I listened to on the Christian channel all the way down. I was saying the same stuff that you're telling me, and that, you know, that I was a blessing to him all week, and we kind of embraced each other and was happy that we had a week of sharing Jesus Christ together, which normally doesn't happen between drivers. It's very rare that that happens. And so that was a blessing, and that was God hugging me and telling me, son, I got you all week. So that's what my testimony was. My wife and I say, Lord, help us. Well, that was a blessing, though, I'm telling you. You wouldn't know how much of a blessing it was. You had to be there. You had to be there. God was there.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate those testimonies, Ms. Liddell and Brother David. Yeah, you know, God shows up in all kind of ways in our lives, and we have to just thank him. We say, oh, my God, thank you, Lord. Well, it is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. God loves each of you so much. And you know what? He just wants us to return the love. He didn't ask us to return it. He commanded us to return it. He says the first great commandment is to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and then to love each other. You know, we got to love each other. We can't say we love God who we've never seen. And then, you know, we say, oh, I don't like him. I don't like her. Uh-uh. That means we're lying. And we don't want to lie. We want to tell the truth.
Right.
So I thank God today that, you know, we don't have to lean on our own understanding. So what if we don't understand so-and-so? God understands us. So we still got to love each other. Let's fellowship with one another. You know, like Brother David, he saw this man a stranger, but he fellowship with him. They were children of the Most High God. They had something in common. The in common that they had was that they both believed in God, the Father. He's their Father. So we, you know, we are, yes, we are our brother's keeper. We got to look out for one another, pray for one another. You know, I pray for people I don't even know. When I'm driving down the street, I pray for the firemen in Jacksonville. I pray for, you know, emergency vehicles. Even I see children, you know, on the street, I'm praying for them. You know, we got to continually pray. Continually pray. We can't stop. Pray without ceasing. So I thank God for each of you today. Share God's love with somebody every day.
Yes.
Have a blessed evening, a blessed week, a blessed month, and a blessed year. I love you. Don't forget, God loves you more. I look forward to speaking to you on
Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. Yes, that's it. Saturday on Bible Storyland, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number 1-619-789-4313.
Right.
So I love you. Have a God-filled evening. And don't forget, share the love that God gave you with somebody else. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.